Live for CSUN 2009, this is Michael Off, and I'm speaking here with Pamela from the California Telephone Access Program, or TAP, and you got a lot of nice, good-sized phones here. Pam, why don't you describe what you do here?
Okay, we're the California Telephone Access Program, and we provide free specialized telephone equipment for consumers who have the following five difficulties. If they have difficulties with hearing, vision, movement, speech, or memory, we have adaptive telephone equipment that they can use at no cost.
No cost?
No
cost.
How
is that funded, though?
It's funded through a surcharge on your residential telephone bill. Each consumer contributes between 1 cent and 10 cents per month to this fund. Our program has been in existence for about 26 years now.
Wow, okay. So I'm sure a lot of people aren't aware of it. Hopefully we will change that. But so I guess you have some really large print phones for those
Yes, we do. Visual limitations? Telephone equipment designed for people who have vision impairment. We have large button amplified talking phones that when you press the button, it helps with your dialing. It'll announce the name of the numbers. Amplification on the telephone equipment is as low as 30 decibels, and we can maximize it up to 60 decibels for those who are hearing impaired. Consumers who might have difficulties with movement, we offer cordless speaker telephone equipment. We also have other devices such as light flashers. We have photo dialers for persons who have difficulties with memory as well as vision, in which they can just press a photograph and the telephone will automatically be dialed the number they're trying to reach.
And does it also offer TTY for folks?
Yes, we do have the TTYs
for
the deaf and consumers. We have the TTYs as well as the UltraTech phone, which is a TTY and a telephone combined. We offer that particular equipment for persons who have severe hard of hearing or either speech impaired. Then we also, as normally, we have the TTYs for our consumers who are deaf.
Are there any cell phones or just strictly landline technology?
We do offer the Sidekick, which is available to our consumers who are deaf or speech impaired. The Sidekick program is a separate program, but it's up under the CTAP program itself, and it has a different requirement. That particular program, what we do, we provide the actual equipment. The consumer is responsible for paying the bill that goes with it. It's through T-Mobile. The bill runs about $29 a month plus whatever taxes. They have unlimited text messaging capability with the equipment. So the state will only provide the actual equipment to use, but the consumer is responsible for the bill.
That's still pretty nice, though.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Anything else you want to mention here? You said there's five different, I think. Maybe you've got them all, but I lost count. But
okay, let me see. We did mention about memory difficulties.
Okay, sure. What do you have to assist
with
that?
We have a voice dialer.
So they can just speak the name of the person if they don't remember the number.
Don't remember the name of the person. That's a new piece of the equipment in our program.
And how many names will that store?
It will store 40 names.
40, so you could have people and businesses, things that they would regularly call.
Mm-hmm. Whatever calls they make most frequently, they can record those numbers in that particular piece of equipment and just speak out the name, and it automatically dials it for them.
Very good. Well, the big question I'm sure our listeners want to know is how do they get in touch with CTAP to take advantage of your program?
Okay, well, if they have access to the internet, they can go on our website, which is www.ddtp.org, and that's DavidDavidTomPaul.org, or they can call our toll-free number, which is 1-800-806-1191.
And what does DDTP stand for?
That stands for the Deaf Disabled Telecommunications Program.
Okay, and this is just for persons in California?
California only.
Well,
any resident. It could be an adult or a child. They can participate in our program. The only requirements are is that they live in California, have telephone services at home. Doesn't matter whose name the phone bill is in. Doesn't matter who the carrier is. Have an application signed by a healthcare professional who verifies that they have one of those five impairments, which is hearing, vision, movement, speech, or memory.
Is this available in other states that you're aware of, or is this the one, the 10 cents, a state tax in California?
Well, there are other programs available in other states, but, you know, California is pretty liberal. We don't require the consumer to pay any additional fees in order to use the equipment. Other states, they do have fee-based
services. Oh, okay, so it's supplemented.
Exactly.
Is there any online resource that you're aware of where people can find out what might be available in their state?
They can always go to the state website,
right.
California state website, and type in information. But as far as anything offhand that I know of, I can't give you anything on that.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pam, well, thanks a lot. It just sounds
welcome.
A great program, and I'm sure a lot of new folks will be utilizing it. Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Law for SAMNET Radio, your station, your community.